She's a star. She's an absolute star. She's a bucket. I remember.
She'll point out UConn's the only two seed that advanced.
Yeah, messed up the perfect eight. Well, whatever they were calling.
That's okay though.
Yeah, no.
I mean, because USC lost their attraction. With all due respect.
Paige
is a
star.
I want to see Paige in this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember I was talking to you about this name, maybe a couple years ago, and I'm not saying it's exactly like this, but I said, man, Paige Bueckers, man, it gives me like the way she scores, the way she moves on the floor is different than I've seen a lot of women basketball players before. I was like, it gives me Kyrie vibes of the women's game. Like just the way she moves, the way she can stop on a dime, the jump shot, the way the jump shot looks, it looks so pure, the form, all this other stuff. I mean, it is a sight to behold watching her play basketball. And when she gets on a heater like she did the other night, that's one of the best things in basketball.
Her jumper, too, is so pure. Mm-hmm. The way that form is. Her footwork is so fun to watch. She looks effortless out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that she's now becoming more aware that, hey, I need to be the primary scorer. Because she wants to get 40 and 10 assists. That's what she wants. She wants to do what we, and I think that's probably why people went so crazy, or at least one of the reasons that people went so crazy for Caitlin, is she was putting up 41 and 10 with 8 rebounds. Mm-hmm. She was just affecting every aspect of the game. And I think it's because she wasn't on UConn.
Can someone find Layla? Layla. Can Layla someone... Layla, can someone find Layla?
Kylie, pick up your ID and your cell phone, girl.
Come on, Layla.
Without that. Woo. Like I was saying, Iowa is not the same situation as UConn. UConn had AZ.
Melissa.
Now we need to find Melissa. Layla and Melissa, can you please go where you have to go? That's fine.
Melissa.
That's literally what
Melissa,
makes...
Melissa, please come to the sandwich shop for your sandwich and your ID.
Your pastrami sandwich is ready.
What?
Does Portland have like a hot food? Like, does Portland have a food that it's known for?
We have the Oregon burrito, which has pieces of potato in it. It's really, really good. We're known for that. Mm. We're known for our, what would that be called? Like, what's it called when you have like boar's meat and you've got wild boar? It's almost like wild meats. Farm to table is kind of what Portland's known for. Portland's one of the first farm to table.
So just raw stuff, just raw food.
As opposed to farm to fork.
Well, as opposed to no farm, everything is straight from the whole, like the Safeway or the Fred Meyers or the Kroger's. They're going to the farmers. So these restaurants will go out to the farms in the Portland area and pick everything. So they're getting from the farm to the table.
Well, see, TK, what he was referencing is Sacramento is the farm to fork capital. It took on that moniker about 15 years ago, Farm to Fork Capital, Sacramento.
Was it that long ago?
It's been a while. Wow. That city of trees has been
off for a while.
Is that
just the same as Farm to Table with just some fancy rabbit-like?
No, it's alliteration. Farm to Fork. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's Farm to Fork.
Yeah. And people are actually, they're not upset about that, but there's a water tower in South Sacramento. They used to say Sacramento, City of Sacramento, City of Trees, right? And we used to all love that. And then they said, they took that off and said, Sacramento, your farm to fork capital, and people were pissed, including myself.
That doesn't make any damn sense, really.
That wild meat reference is not going well. it is just started an onslaught of messages in the YouTube chat.
Wild meat. Let me show you my wild meat.
All right, Trista.
No.
Come on, TK, grow up.
That's just what I imagined when you said that. That's just what.
Wild thoughts.
Ain't nothing domestic about this meat right here, girl.
All right. All right.
Frank Martin in the chat says it was like 6 years ago. No, it was like 15 years ago. 10,
I don't think
years
it
ago
was.
I know when they took that damn
thing was 15 years ago?
Yeah, I got that shirt that said City of Trees in a defiant way like 7 years ago.
Some people take a knee. Some people march for Black Lives Matter. Kenny gets a City of Trees t-shirt.
That's right.
He's getting political, folks.
Casey out here with his fist. What you want to do?
In a defiant way.
City, farm to fork, okay? Not about to gentrify my town with your new sayings. Can I get this damn basketball takeout yet? So Sarah Strong, you've got Chen from Princeton, you've got AZ Fudd, you've got that kid, what's her name? Number 12, you know who I'm talking about. She's got a crazy last name.
What team? Oh, Connecticut?
UConn. Oh, okay. UConn. They just got a squad, basically. Mm-hmm. So Caitlin did not have a squad. Mm. She had a bunch of randoms. She had Monica Cezano, who she was feeding the ball to a couple of years back. She had a little girl, Kate Marshall. These girls aren't WNBA players. Mm-hmm. Kate Martin as well. So that's why Paige can't get 41-10. And 8. It's going to be one hell of a final.
Yeah, that game, that UCLA game.
Can't wait to see.
Uh-oh. 3-4.
She kicked out.
She unfroze at the last second. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I think, and I'm going to vomit after I say this.
Oh, my.
UConn can win.
Absolutely.
Like, I know, like, the talk is UCLA. I know, you know the USC story kind of, it unfortunately, you know, went the way that it went. They can win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, UConn can legitimately win this thing.
Facts.
And I put this, I said this on Instagram, but it begs to be said again, which is Paige Beckers has made Geno likable.
Okay, that's it.
Are you seeing this? There's this little sort of playful banter back and forth between them. It's almost this like effervescence inside of Gino we normally never see, where he's saying all these positive things about Paige, and then 10 minutes later he's like, I didn't say that. It's just almost this tongue-in-cheek, doesn't want to praise Paige. Paige is saying he loves me more than any other UConn player in history. He's crying when she's leaving the podium. And then it's like, I wasn't crying. And Paige is like, yeah, he doesn't want to admit he was crying. He pretends like me leaving is the best thing in the world to happen to him. You got Sue Bird commenting on it. And that interaction humanizes Gino in a way where I don't really like Gino, me personally. I've never really liked that level of dominance and arrogance. And I didn't like how he treated Candace Parker. But this version of Gino, and when Chen got the bucket the other night, and he was like, it was almost like one of his kids got a bucket. And Chen's a bucket getter, right? She transferred, but she's not the star on this team at all. So that was fun. I think you can kind of root for UConn maybe for the first time in a long time. I know, Damien. I know. I'm sorry. It's just
April Fools. Nice job, Trista. That was a good joke. That was funny. That was funny. That was gross too.
He's gross.
I think I do think Gino's. This is a hell of a sentence. Gino's arrogance has lightened up a little bit with age.
It has.
I also think the basketball world caught up with him a little bit in dealing with Paige Beckers' injuries and the rise of South Carolina, and then, you know, the emergence now of Juju on the West Coast, and what Mulkey did with LSU. Like, it brings a certain level of like, okay, this thing has leveled out in a way that it's never really leveled out before. Mm-hmm. It's never really been at this place before. It was Pat and me, then it was me. And, you know, you had that Brittany Griner era there for 3-4 years, but it's still predominantly been me. And that kind of went away. And you did again. And also, he is getting older, and you see him, you know, as TK pointed out, line up. Now, I wouldn't go as far as say I'm going to root for him, but I see your point.
Can we root for Paige?
What team does she play for?
She plays for UConn, but no. Can we root for Paige?
You can do what you want to. I cannot.
Why can't you do it? It's just,
I refuse.
I get it. There's some personal stuff here.
I refuse.
It's personal.
He has enough titles. He doesn't need any more.
Did I see correctly yesterday?
He hasn't had a title since 2016.
How many does he have? He has more. He has, like, at this point, he has way more than Pat. It doesn't even matter. He doesn't need any
but
more.
Did I see correctly that they're going to their 16th Final Four in the last 17 seasons?
Correct.
That's crazy. And I remember the one they weren't there at. That was a couple years ago. Right? That was Caitlin's first, right?
That was...
Were they there then? I don't think they were.
Caitlin's first Final Four.
Because it was...
I can't remember.
It was Iowa, South Carolina, and LSU versus...
I don't remember who the
other
one was.
It wasn't UConn, though.
Yeah, I don't think it was either. Yeah, you're probably right.
Wow.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Attention, please.
I do remember. Oh. She got a Geno take.
Alaska Airlines flight
778.
With service to Las Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas. Hey. That's your flight, Dame.
Going to my flight to Vegas. Let's go, baby. We turning up. Vegas.
Let's go. So who are you rooting for?
I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
You don't have any enjoyment with the champion.
No, I would rather, I'll root for Geno if he's playing one particular team. I'll let y'all figure that out, but I'll root for Geno in that game, but that's about it. I don't have a rooting interest.
All right. Sounds good.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing yesterday. No need to expand. No need for comments. We'll leave it there. But I think I'm going for South Carolina first, but I'd love to see Paige get one. Although Paige got one.
Paige got one?
Yeah, she won one when they were in Minneapolis. They won that one. I forgot who they beat.
I think that's what the lady over the loudspeaker was saying was, hey, y'all, Paige got a title. Yeah. How long has Paige been in college? It feels like Paige has been there 6 years.
Yeah, people were all upset about me, all upset at me, because I was back and forth with people in the comments over a video I just did about Olivia Miles. We had some Cliff Note Bible readers over there. And I was talking about how, well, if it's all about the NIL, then why wouldn't Paige just go back? Because she has the ability to go back if she wanted to one more year. Mm-hmm. She's got the COVID extra year, and then she also has the injury extra year from her ACL tear where she missed an entire season. So this is her fifth year playing basketball.
Oh, boy.
So I think she started in 2019, 2020.
I don't think Paige has one, bro.
She,
You talking about a title? I don't think Paige has a title.
Paige does not have a title.
I don't think she does.
I'm gonna look it up. I remember her. That's what I told you.
No, she won the Naismith Player of the Year award, but I don't think she's won a title. Like, yeah, Geno hasn't won one in a while.
Who won that year?
UConn hasn't won.
Oh no, I think South Carolina did win that year. She might have. You guys are right. I think she just played South Carolina. She like did great in the semifinal, and they played South Carolina and Minnesota. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd love to see Paige get one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we're all rooting for UConn now. I'm glad we can all come to this agreement that we can root for UConn.
Well,
this one year, and then we'll go back to
you gonna root for UConn against your girl?
That's why I'm pausing this whole thing.
Who's your girl, Kenny?
Look, I love Dawn Staley. All right. That doesn't mean I don't love anybody else. Just saying, I love Dawn Staley. I love South Carolina.
South Carolina's a beatable team.
I got family. I got family in Columbia. That's where my family from, man. So it's love, man. It's always love in Columbia. So, yeah, I'd love to see South Carolina win. But if Paige won, I'd be
happy.
Huh?
Were you rooting for Maryland? Don't you have family in Maryland?
I do, but that's, I mean, yeah. They got season tickets to the Maryland team, too.
He's just talking.
That's
he loves he's just talking.
Don. Nah, I love Don. I do love Don. But I do got the family in Columbia, and I would love to see Maryland win. Now, Maryland, they played, who'd they play? In their,
they play South Carolina.
Oh, we were watching it.
No, I was going for South Carolina. Yeah. That was close, too. Was they almost had him. Yeah. I was going for South Carolina in that game. Yeah.
Yes. Amazing. It was amazing. Maryland and Duke couldn't shoot free throws against South Carolina. It's crazy.
It was insane. It was insane watching. Because you have to get a little lucky in order to have this much sustained dominance. And South Carolina got pretty lucky. And some of the substitutions that Don made were pretty electric. Mm. When she subbed in Raven Johnson against Maryland, and Raven Johnson immediately turned them over in a sideline out of bounds play. Nope, that's right off of you. That's our ball. Game over, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, oh, why would she bring Raven in right now? Raven's defensively pretty damn good, as it continues to turn out.
And one of the things, it kind of flies in the face of something I talked to Dame about the other day when it comes to her, is I always felt like South Carolina, if you can get them in a tight game. Oh, hold on.
She had a take on Dawn. She had a take on Dawn Staley, and Trista muted it. She is just setting off this fire take right now.
But my thought was, if you can get Dawn in South Carolina in a tight game, she gets a little tight. Like, I just remember the Iowa game, and Dawn didn't have any answers. She was just like on a hope and a prayer. Like, I hope I forgot who couldn't shoot, but I hope she can make a shot, and I don't know what to do against Caitlin. And I was like, man, if you can get them in a tight game, you might be able to get them. Well, in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, they were able to prevail in those close games. So,
and this is the first year in a long time that Dawn hasn't had a center that's 6'5 and above.
Mm-hmm.
6'4, 6'5 and above. You had Camilla, you had Aaliyah, and now you've got Chloe Kitts, who's not really a center. She's 6'1".
That's my girl, though. I like Chloe Kitts' game. I like.
I bet you do.
Well, I like her game. She's skilled, man.
Who knew that a call from the airport would yield so much overhead announcements? Why is PDX so busy at 2:16 in the afternoon?
On a Tuesday. Fire!
And who are we picking up? Have we established this? Who are we picking up?
Portland Police Department.
Oh, now it's a male. Now the guy walks in on the accent. The lady was talking too much. It's like, hey, bruh, tapping you in, man. Trista does not find this nearly as funny
somebody
as we
talking
do.
To her, somebody talking to her now? Or is she just listening? Oh. No, okay.
No, I just am waiting for them to be quiet. Be quiet. My goodness. Anyway, do you guys have NBA thoughts or no?
Well, our team stinks. Do you have any thoughts past that?
So we're done. We're done talking NBA for the rest of the year or what?
Well, at least to the playoffs start.
Well, no, we don't
have
to be.
What did you guys think about Taylor Jenkins getting fired?
It's tough profession. This is part of our profession.
I thought no class, no balls is what we thought. No class, no balls, that Memphis Grizzly organization. We were surprised. I mean, a firing with 10 games left in the season and a team that's clearly going to the playoffs, that was surprising. KC tapped in on the Odyssey app to Memphis and found out no one there was surprised. This is something that they were rooting for. So, I don't know. Have you learned anything about this firing since it happened?
I guess what you could kind of say is this has been sort of been in the works since last offseason, where the front office cut his knees out and took all of his assistant, Taylor Jenkins' assistants, off the staff and put in place their staff that they wanted to run a new offense that Taylor Jenkins did not want to run. And so in that respect, you kind of knew they're not really effing with him that much. But then they fired the guy who was instrumental in inserting that offense. as well as Taylor Jenkins, which was odd. The timing with 9 games left to go is odd. Maybe they want to see what an interim head coach does in a playoff setting. Mm-hmm. No idea about that. Not sure what the reason is. And then what I'm also hearing or reading or, you know, compiling is that Ja Morant, some reports are saying that he didn't like this offense, which, okay, that wasn't Taylor Jenkins' offense, number one. And two, continue to be Team Taylor all the way up until the end, which is sort of similar to how it was with Damian Lillard and Terry Stotts when that was his only coach throughout his career. Also, how your guy De'Aaron Fox felt about Mike Brown at the end. So I wonder whether this is something that will lead Ja to go the same route that De'Aaron and Damian went, which is, okay, well, my time here then is pretty much come to a close.
What do you know about the Grizzlies owner?
Mm.
I don't know a lot. I know that their GM, Zach Kleiman, is one of the better talent evaluators in the league. He's the one who got Desmond Bain, kind of finessed Boston with, I think, the 30th overall pick and found a way to trade for him. They've gotten guys like Gigi Jackson, who had slipped in the draft due to some off-the-court maturity issues, found Santi Aldama, the kid, the rookie this year, so Jalen Wells. So as a GM, I know he's pretty good, but I don't know anything really about how the ownership functions there at all.
Was he's been there for a while, right? Does anybody, is he the guy that was there when they fired Dave Yeager? Because I remember, I'm pretty sure it was. I'm sure we would have heard of the sale since then. But that's when I first heard, like, hey, this owner's a little different. You know what I mean? He's aggressive. He's a little different. I think there was like a story where he challenged, like almost for real, challenged one of the players or Yeager or something to a one-on-one game or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just bizarre behavior.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you?
I would look it up for you, but as soon as I get to Safari, mm-hmm. it will immediately turn StreamYard off. So I have to. I'm basically just here. Just
vibing.
That's
vibing.
No resources. Yeah, no, just vibing.
It's all good. It's all good. What do you think the impact is on this going into the playoffs? Is there one? Is there a positive one, a negative one, no one?
I think it depends on how the players feel about this interim coach. We saw what happened initially with Doug Christie coming in, and there was a new life breathed in. Now, there's a lot less games left to be played. With that dead cat bounce, maybe they're thinking, oh, with a dead cat bounce and a new coach, maybe we're more than just a first round exit. Because most people thought, most experts thought, that Memphis was a surefire first round exit with all the injuries that they've had to Gigi Jackson, to Brandon Clark, Ja Morant on and off, and the discord within the organization that possibly this team was number two in the West at one point. Remember, just last week, I was telling you guys, this is not a good team right now. When you were, you guys are kind of hating. Kenny, you were like, oh, you're kind of hating. They haven't beaten a 500 team or better since, I want to say, mid-February.
Are we talking about the Knicks or the?
No, the
Grizzlies.
Sounded
Grizzlies
like.
Grizzlies been struggling.
No, it just sounded exactly like the New York Knicks.
Who is this? Damian Tapia here? And what's going on?
I was just pointing out.
The hell
out.
Is that all about?
It's just why are you getting so defensive?
Well, because that was an unwarranted shot.
The similarities.
At the Knicks in Oakland.
The similarities between Memphis and New York. They can't They can't beat teams above 500. The Chicago
right
Bulls
now.
Of 4 years ago or whatever it was.
The Rosen Levine Bulls.
Oh, great. Well,
by the way, Robert Pera, he didn't challenge a player or a coach to one-on-one. I got that wrong.
Okay.
He challenged Michael Jordan to a game of one-on-one.
But didn't LeVar Ball do that, too?
He's like LeVar Ball, yeah.
He
said, with $1 million going to charity of Jordan's choice, if the Bobcats owner, they were still the Bobcats.
Oh, my God. God.
Couldn't beat Para in a game to 10.
Okay. All right, pal.
Wild.
Like, whatever. Is OKC your clear, like, they're winning the title? Is that how you feel?
I think Boston's winning it.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't think anyone can beat Boston when they're fully healthy in a 7-game series. I love OKC. Boston's just one of those teams that has so many damn 3-point shooters. Joe Mazzulla has found out the secret sauce there. Derek White's playing really well. Kristaps Porzingis is sort of back into the swing of things mm-hmm. now. He's had some really good games under his belt since coming back from injury. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. The team is just, you have Peyton Pritchard off the bench, sixth man of the year. They're just very deep, and anybody could score 30 at any given time. And so I think that's really, really hard to challenge, especially considering that they broke through that barrier that they kept having issues with, which we know what Boston is, right? When they are clicking on all cylinders, they're unbeatable. When they go back to their, I don't want to say selfish, but less in the system, that's when you see Jason Tatum take those, you know, wiggle, wiggle, cross, 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 step back, contested tween, three. Tween. Which, by the way, he hasn't done nearly as much this year. He's put his head down and gone to the rack a lot more, which I think is exactly what a guy of his size and skill level should be doing. But that's when they get into trouble. But they figured out how to still win 7-game series, even when they revert to that here and there. OKC, I just need them to do that in the playoffs. I need them to even just get through the West before I start thinking this is a title contender. They look really good. They're the best net rating in the league, best defensive rating in the league, highest deflections, steals, blocks, all of these metrics, they're in the top few, right? But I just need to see when it's winning time in a half-court situation and you're going against, I don't know, the Lakers, whoever it is, how do you respond?
You know,
I feel the same exact way she does. I feel the same exact way you do about OKC. Like, I watch them play and I'm like, this team is great. Yeah. Like, they're really good. And then I think, can they win the title? And I just go, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like they can.
I need to see them in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs. They'll handle round one no matter who they play. I think they'll win round two, you know what I mean, depending on who it is. But I want to see, we're talking about winning a championship, not just being there. And I need to see them in that conference finals, and I need to see them in that NBA finals actually get it done. I wanted to get this before Trista left because it's something that I noticed this morning.
I hope your friend's flight gets here soon.
Don't do too. I noticed this morning when looking at the standings. I don't know if you talked about it yet or not, Dane, but Memphis, Golden State tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis is a game in front of the eighth spot. They could fall into the play-in.
Mm.
They're a game ahead of the Clippers. The Memphis is in five, but half game ahead of the Warriors, who they play tonight, a game ahead of Minnesota and the Clippers. They could fall all the way to, they could fall to eight, be on the road for their first play-in game. That'd be crazy. They were just, what, three or something, two, 3 weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, and what's insane is that outside of OKC, the difference between 2 and 8 right now is marginal in terms of how many wins, and the games are starting to slip away here. There's not that many left. So we're going to get down to the last probably day of the season, and all of those games that go off all at once that Adam Silver has designed almost like the last day of EPL, they're all going to be meaningful in the West, which is, I think, pretty damn exciting. And you could be, like, that last day could determine whether you got home court in the playoffs or whether you're in the play-in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff as always, TK. A tremendous environment out at the Portland airport.
Leah, find Leah.
And get Melissa her sandwich.
Yep, and her ID back.
And her ID, yeah. Yeah, when does your friend's flight arrive? You've been there for like 40 minutes.
Well, I was sitting here talking to y'all. I got here a little early, and I'm talking to y'all.
So when does the flight arrive?
This is a better environment than the garage, but maybe
this is
not.
Great. No, this was terrific. We see, it looks like you're at a resort with all of this stuff, but well, then there is a certain point where you turn and it looks like an airport.
Kinda,
but it does
like
look
the
very
Barclays
nice.
Barclays a little bit.
It does. I love y'all. I'll see you next week.
All right, TK.
All right,
see y'all.
Okay. I thought she was going to say something else, and she didn't. So, the hell with us.
It's out of here.
We'll just come back.
Media beef. It's a rap term. Come on, come on.
Relax there. All right.
Go from wild meats to media beef. Jesus.
All that aside, I do want to give my firsthand account of Major League Baseball at Soto Health Park.
Yeah, I'd love that. We'll have that. And we'll have to get back to the Kings. Sorry, man. Jason Jones also joins us about an hour from now on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Oh, yeah. No, look at him. No, just walking in. Just waltzing in like we're not doing a radio show here, Jesse. No, look at him. Look at him. Oh, this is great. No, this is just awesome. This is are we bothering you, sir? Are we bothering you?
The music is still playing. What you talking about?
Music finished yesterday. Casey was still going for some rolls.
Casey was trying to get them damn rolls.
We'll still there, by the way.
Hey, yeah, big ups. Big ups, man. Shout out to Jonathan. I think Jonathan's the one that makes the moves, man. So big ups to him. Prize picks. And last night, we had Bean Money. Didn't go the way I wanted it to on a number of different fronts. But check this out. For the first time all year, let me tell you the lineup. We've got Ja Morant, 20.5 points against the Golden State Warriors. That's a Taco Tuesday special. They took about 4 points off of that one. I think it was at like 24 or 25.5. They got it down to 20.5 points. I took the more on that one. Giannis Antetokounmpo going up against the hapless Phoenix Suns, who beat Milwaukee.
Okay. Let's hope so.
They beat Milwaukee about a week ago. They beat them. So Giannis is going to be ready. 48.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I went more. But here's where business starts to pick up. For the first time all year, we got some MLB lineup action.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Look at my man Jung-Hoo Lee for the Giants. They got him at 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I took the more on that one. And here's the one that I'm a monitor this one. I'm not going to lie to you because this I like this. Logan Webb, and I don't know dude's name, but Wesneski,
okay,
the starting pitcher for the Astros.
Okay.
First inning runs allowed, 0.5. I went less.
Okay.
I'm going to monitor that play, that type of play right there. That's interesting. First inning runs allowed.
I like this. Okay.
So it's 0.5.
Now you said that's a Taco Tuesday special?
That one's just every day.
Oh.
Only Ja Morant is Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. So what exactly does the taco mean? It means it's lower?
Yeah, they took, like, I think the original projection.
It's 24.5. Yeah.
Taco Tuesday, they took a lot off. So I went.
Okay.
I like that first inning runs allowed, though. That's I'm going to have my eye on it.
Yeah, I like
out.
That, too.
Yeah, it plays out. But go to prizepicks.com, download the app, the PrizePix app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. You get $50 no matter win or lose. It doesn't matter. Just your first $5 lineup. And that promo code gets you free $50. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePix. Renegade.
Hey, what the hell? No, hey.
Wow.
Yeah, he's able. Wow. Yeah, no, don't let him do that to you.
Kyle
sorry,
got it first.
Wow.
Kyle first.
Wow.
Hey, that's gimmick infringement, pal.
Wow.
You know what? No, that's what happens when you want to go to work on a Friday when we need you.
He got there first.
Kyle Renat is there.
Wow. Shout out Zabo.
Shout out Zabo. He got
no,
there first.
Zabo just here doing his job.
ESPN 1320 is cutthroat. You miss one job.
Man.
You miss one day, you might lose it.
Kyle with ultimate gimmick infringement.
He needs to go to the training. He needs to go to the meeting.
This is crazy. Even when all caps. Wow, Kyle. What a... Here.
Is it three fire emojis on both, too?
Kyle.
Three on both.
Wow.
Where'd it go? Where's that little button I used to hit? Can't find it.
Jalen has it right here. Kyle Renato, the Renegade Game Belt Champion.
Man. Oh, here it is.
Oh, my God!
And look. Hey, and look. And quiet as kept, shout out to the queen of of Run Your Game, Katrina. If she approves,
oh, yeah, yeah,
if she
yeah.
approves, then I'm on the right track. That's the Run Your Game queen. Maybe tomorrow, Zay.
Controversy.
Maybe tomorrow.
Wow,
I didn't know. I don't think anyone knew this was a competition.
I didn't. Kyle got in. He got in the.
Zay on the chat. Saying now, we got to fight. Zabel and Kyle now live WrestleMania pre-show. We'll do a Sky River.
Oh
pre-show.
Man, they're going on the pre-show. No, Zabel and Kyle.
We'll
that's main
them,
card.
We'll throw them on the pre-show of our live show at Sky River.
A pre-show or I ain't gonna do it because those are my boys. I was gonna say something. I'll say it, but they know I'm messing
call
around.
Them AEW.
No, I was gonna say they'll be the. After the first hour, like after the bathroom match, to the opener.
The popcorn match.
The LA night match.
There it is. There it is. It's the LA night match.
Who's he fighting at WrestleMania?
Jacob? No. Whoever's got.
I love that you asked that. Like, I'd have a clue what
know.
LA Knight is doing.
The Who's second. Bryce? Bryce?
Oh, here's LA Knight walking into the. Click.
Who's got the U.S. title right now? I guess whoever that person is.
Hey,
Bryce
I watch.
Knows.
I watched I sat down last night with the intention. I had the A's game was already over, but I put it on. I put it on the iPad.
You got home. It was
pretty much. But I was like, I'm gonna watch Raw because I had saw the promo was
it was everywhere.
It was received pretty well. Yeah. That was a lie. I didn't watch Raw. I did put Raw on and watch the Cena. Cody segment.
What do we think?
It was terrific. It was very, very good. I think it was the best segment so far. Physicality for the first time. I thought Cody was good. I thought John was great.
Still no appearance from
the first reference to Dwayne's name was made.
What was that?
Cody said, they're going back and forth saying whatever, and Cody basically says, I'm not even the one who sold out to The Rock. And that got a reaction from the crowd, and Cena got the little look, and it was like, okay, at least you finally acknowledged it. And, you know, now we can kind of see where it goes from here.
There's two more shows before WrestleMania. He's got to show up at one, right?
And one of them's here.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be the one
Sacramento.
Here, right?
Hey, we got to talk to people now. Like, we got to be there.
I don't even know.
Like, we got to... we gotta let.
Who do we even talk to at this point?
Okay, yeah, go talk to people. How's talking to people go for you? Look, KC had one of it. Why? I'm glad you asked why I was here till 7:15 last night. It's because KC got mad about something. It's a true story.
You were here till 7:15?
Yeah, because so you don't know this. We meet on Mondays.
Oh yeah.
So Mondays is always a longer day. It's usually around 7 or whatever. Sometimes we finish a little earlier. Sometimes I left when KC said Chris Brown was going to outdraw Kendrick Lamar, but that's whatever.
I didn't
whatever.
Say outdraw. I said he was going to do the same.
You be saying some crazy stuff.
I said he was going to do the same.
It's not what you said. Don't do that. That's why I left.
I said he might. Well, then you didn't hear the rest of the comment.
Yes, because I left.
I said, nah, they might be do about the same.
They're not going to do the same. But he has four sold out shows in L.A. It doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about this. The whole point was... I don't remember what the point was.
You were here till 7:15 because of
Kenny got mad.
Oh yeah, why did Kenny get mad?
Kenny, because he doesn't feel like we're being shown the proper respect.
Yeah, we're not.
And you know what happens when Kenny gets upset?
Nothing has happened.
Heads are going to turn.
Usually, yes.
Nothing has happened.
Kenny hit him with the like, look, man. Look, I know. Hey, I know it's not you, but man, this is disrespectful. And he just went in for about 25 straight minutes, and I just sat here like...
It wasn't 25
I just sat here
minutes.
Like, oh, yeah, stuff going to get done now.
Look, nothing has happened.
Every Monday at 9 a.m.
Nothing has happened.
Yet.
Well, sir, it wasn't even, it was barely, it wasn't even 24 hours ago yet.
They might be more scared to do something now.
If there was a time to go say, we need tickets to WWE, it would be right now. Because somebody got the memo. They had a meeting this morning. All of them. They had a meeting this morning.
Outside of this?
Outside of that. Oh. Yeah, I'm talking about all them people that had a meeting. I guarantee you, Complex said, hey.
Well, Complex called me.
Y'all pissed off, Kenny.
He didn't say that.
Do you know how hard, it is? To piss off Kenny Caraway. If the man asked for tickets for him and his mommy, get the man tickets.
Yeah, tell Complex to get some for me and Dame, too.
He didn't ask that. But like I said, look, they need to be respected. They need to be respected as such. It's just what it is.
That's it.
It is what it is. Show some respect. That's all I ask. And it's not even a grand proclamation or a sign. Hey, don't forget about D'Lo and KC. And about maybe eight others.
We're the face of two freaking stations. Please don't forget us.
That's all I say.
I'm going to say we're the second biggest moneymakers here, but what are we doing? Can we get some tickets?
Come on now.
This is a shoot. That's fine.
You sure?
We got a commercial break. No, because I...
You sure?
I was about to tell some people how I felt.
We can go to 58. It's up to you. This is your show, man.
We'll come back. We'll see what kind of mood I'm in when we get back. Steelo and Casey. Casey, go get some bread over there off of the counter.
Let's go.
Steelo and Casey, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right. Jason Jones coming up. About 30 minutes from now, you want to touch on your experience at Sutter Health Park yesterday?
Yeah, man. First of all.
Oh, my bad. Okay. My bad. Kenny was mid-snack. That's my fault.
No, it's good. But first of all, it was surreal because I'm not going to divulge it because it's actually a good look. It was a good look. So I parked where I parked. I'll tell you later, Jesse. Look at that. It looked beautiful.
It does. It looks great.
It looked great on TV. I went back and watched
it. It did. It looked very good.
Great. But it was surreal going.
I wonder what they're talking about.
It was a disaster.
You think that's what it is?
PTI?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're saying it was a disaster?
Kornheiser just called it humiliating. They're playing the fill-in-the-blank game. It's the A's debut in Sacramento was, and Kornheiser picked humiliating.
Really?
Yeah. Twitter was not receptive. Social media, none of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Look, hence why I had to say what I had to say. That's why I said what I had to say. There was a receipt that needed to be cashed in.
Hey, you hoes ain't even here. You ain't left your house in 4 years.
Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, James was there too. And I feel like from the people that were there, their perspective's a lot different than people on not.
That's fine, man. It's fine.
Yeah, it's good. It's like fine. Even now, like I said, I had a receipt to cash in. I cashed it in, and
A's debut in Sacramento was typical. He's probably talking. All right.
It is what it is. But I'm walking up to the arena. I'll give you guys a quick hint. I walked across the Tower Bridge. And I was walking up the arena. Walking up to the stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I'm about to go see Major League Baseball. Like a real game. Like this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, snap, man. And I can just walk here. That's crazy. As I was walking and I was crossing whatever street that is. I don't know what street that is, but crossing the street
Even Sacramento?
I don't know about West Sacramento.
Mm. Name your five favorite streets in Sacramento. Can you go?
But I was walking across, and as I was walking, I hear the crowd roar, and then a roar, and then a big roar. And it was when Wilson hit the home run. Mm-hmm. And then the lights go on. And I'm just watching. I'm hearing it. I'm watching the lights. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. This is really, really cool, man. Mm-hmm. So I get in there, man, and it was just great. The sight lines, obviously, I've been to Rivercats game, but maybe I just didn't pay attention the way I should, or it hits a little different because it's Major League Baseball. I mean, the sight lines beyond the stadium where to the beyond right field, mm-hmm. you see the Tower Bridge, you see downtown Sacramento. I mean, it was beautiful. It was picturesque. Looked packed. Looked like an absolute packed house while we were there. And one thing that really stood out that I was surprised about, and I don't know what to do with this. I don't know if this changes how I feel the 3 years are going to go as far as fan interaction goes. There was a lot more A's fans there than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
It was when the A's would do something good, it was their home game, right? Like, and I thought it was going to be something, especially with the Cubs in here, and it still may be for certain games, but I thought it would be 50-50, you know, mm-hmm. the whole, almost like the Red River Shootout, like you got one side blue with Cubs fans, the other side with A's fans or Sacramento fans that were indifferent. And it wasn't that. There were a lot of Cubs fans there. I don't want to make it like there weren't. But there was just a lot more A's fans than I anticipated. And the reason why I said I don't know.
What do you think it was going to be? Just Sacramento residents?
Sacramento residents.
More angry people about Oakland?
Kings fans looking
because I heard that was a very.
Yeah, I didn't think about that until maybe over the weekend when somebody brought it up. Like, oh, yeah, I hear there's a lot of people coming with the sales shirt and all this other stuff.
Which
like,
was not the case at all.
Nah, they were there. I saw some.
No, there were. Yeah. But, like, there wasn't a.
Nah. It was a, for my experience, what I saw for the most part, it was a joyous occasion for the people of Sacramento
mm-hmm.
when they had something to cheer about, mm-hmm. you know. But it was really cool. It looks, obviously, because it is minor league stadium. It doesn't look like a major league stadium. It looks very, is quaint the right word? Sometimes, like sure. down left field. Yeah. Left field looks very close. And I heard.
Nice and snug.
I heard that home run that was, that Wilson hit. That's the only place in Major League Baseball that would have been a home run. It's Sutter Health Park.
Okay.
So, but, man, people might say something about that, but.
We play that game with the Yankees all the time.
Yeah, what's that, 3-19?
Their first home run of the season, I think, was literally only a home run in that park.
Yeah. So that happens all throughout Major League Baseball, but it was great. It was great. I can't wait to see what the future games are going to look like, weekend games, when it warms up, because it was cold outside.
Yeah, it was
chilly out there.
It was cold. It was really cold.
Yeah. So, it was a great experience. I cannot wait for the rest of the season. I finally got the word for what happens with the lawn seats at 9 a.m. every morning, I think.
Okay.
They go on sale.
Okay.
$25 to sit out there on the lawn. And
very good.
It was dope, man.
That's really on their website, or?
I think you go to the A's website, yeah. I believe. So it was really cool to see. I got the whole media thing, media-wise, that was interesting. You know, I don't be tripping about none of that. Mm-hmm. But my job is a little different, right? Like, I don't have to write stories and mm-hmm. all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But that was...
Was the shed as immaculate as we saw,
boy,
as we thought?
I didn't see the shed. I should have went and took a picture of the shed.
Hey, you know what the media people should? They should sign the shed. Sign the shed, awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The shed would be great. Next time I'm there, I'm definitely taking a picture in front of the shed. It's like the new rabbit at the airport. You know I'm at the A's game when I take a picture next
to the picture of the shed.
Wait, is that Home Depot or the A's game?
But I've never been to that ballpark for a media deal, and that was snug to say.
I see.
It was very snug.
Okay.
It was a little, it was, and I can imagine it's the exact opposite, like in the middle of July, but you're outside,
mm-hmm.
at least on one part of the media side. They have a little bit inside, but there was about 15 of us that were hanging outside.
Mm-hmm.
And last night it was cold. It was very, very condensed. And I wasn't tripping because I don't have a story to write. But if mm-hmm. I needed, like, to get my laptop and everything, like, yeah, all right. I could understand you mm-hmm. being like, this is an Oracle Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there's that. But as a fan experience, Sky River's got it's called the Saloon Club, maybe?
Oh.
It's not. That's where we're going to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
where we're going to be.
Okay.
That's, yeah, it's down the first base okay. line, now kind of in right field.
Place a call.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Bet. That's where we need to be. That's going to be fire, man. So I actually peeked in there real quick. Tribal Chief was in there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but Tribal Chief was in the building. And, that's where I saw the rest of the UConn game.
Message.
God, that was going on.
Message will be sent when we switch over to KSFM in an hour.
Anytime y'all have opportunity, send them our way. Which shouldn't be an issue. There was a lot of people in there.
I'm just taking a quick peek. I clicked on the wrong game. I'm gonna look for a Saturday game, but it's the Mets. So ticket prices are about what they were for the Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on tomorrow's game, which is 12:35. I believe tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Same tickets we were looking at yesterday along the first base side that were like 130 last night.
Mm-hmm.
About the same for the Mets. They're about $50 tomorrow.
Yeah. You want to see Major League Baseball? $50 at that close proximity?
I'm gonna check this. I have to imagine the Padres are gonna be expensive.
No.
Nope.
No.
They're not. $60.
Yeah, Padres
ain't gonna be expensive. So prices are going down a little bit.
And last night I saw DJ Oasis in there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw our boy Nico in there, and I was chopping it up with Nico for a second.
And anything that's going on in Sacramento, those guys,
they are there. Absolutely. And Nico was like, "Yeah, man, everybody talking about the price on it." It's like, man, it's 40, 50 bucks. You can get in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're patient. And once again, it depends on the game and the situation and where you want to be. But they got a bar area. I don't know the access needed for that, but they've got that beyond the left field fence. That looks fire. Obviously, you got the grass. And they've got another standing room area. They've got places where if you're trying to be in the building and just experience it, I think you can do that for a good price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I can't wait to see what the rest of the season is going to look like. I think they're going to have great crowds all year long. And when you get into the summer months, weather starts to warm up a little bit. You talk about those weekend games. Friday, Saturday games are going to be filled. Mm-hmm. Filled. And then Sunday afternoon, that's a nice little family day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to be great, too. I think I saw Rob Manfred said, and I'll double check. I think he said they only have 7 day games on the season. So
there's like two in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean,
there's one tomorrow, and I think there's one with the Padres for sure. I know that. I literally just looked at them.
I think once we get into the summer, I'll check real. Give me 2 seconds. I think those Sunday games. So they've got once you get into June. No, they're keeping them at 105, but they've got 1, 2, 3. They've got 3 Sunday home games over the course of 2 months.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, and I think. As I look at this, I think they've got they've got 3 overall over the course of June and July home games that are day games. So most of them will be played at night, 7:05 on a Friday and a Saturday. So heat won't be that much of a factor. On the really, really hot days, I'm not even going to gas you. I'm going to keep it real. On the really hot days, that shade that you get, at 7 ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
I went to a Rivercats game when I think it was 106 during the day, and I was sitting in the shade and just looking like Mike Tomlin.
Oh man, poor Mike Tomlin.
There was no sun in my face, nothing. But I was just, oh bro.
Mike Tomlin had to have been sick yesterday. There's no way someone just sweats that much in a room.
Where was he? Do he was in a room like
looked like it? Yeah.
Maybe he was in that shed that the Kings were doing media in.
Maybe. Oh, no. So, but yeah, so you're gonna have a handful of days like that. That's to be expected. But I think other than that, man, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Oh, wait a minute, yo, what's Miguel doing?
Yeah, run the game.
No, go
run the game.
No, go take a lap.
I love that Miguel wrote, run your game.
Yeah, we'll take a lap, Miguel. Run the rest of the show, actually. We got an hour. Yeah, just run the rest of class.
Keep running so I tell you to stop.
Drew Down says, Ramsey, 100 degrees. That's baseball weather.
Rather sweat than rain.
It ain't baseball unless you feel like you're going to die.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, man. Great time, though, man. Great time. You'll love it out there.